You know, I'm just drawing a pair of eyes. I really don't know who I'm drawing. I sometimes start that way.
When I'm bored, I just start doodling on anything I can get my hands on. The things I draw are pretty random. I let my mind go, and it just spills my imagination on paper. Sometimes the characters I draw are original. Other times they're characters from my favorite anime, a Japanese term for cartoons.
Maybe I'll draw one of my female characters. I'm gonna add some eyelashes.
I became interested in drawing when I was introduced to video games. I started drawing some of the characters in these games. Some of the designs were simple, like Kirby, who's a cute pink ball with stubby arms, red round feet, and oval-shaped eyes. Others were a bit complex for me to draw, like the blue scaly dragon in Goemon, an action game. But it was really fun to make them come to life on paper. Art was all I had in mind. By the time I was in middle school, I knew I wanted to be an illustrator.
You sure have nerve. Our people have warmth and heart and won't tolerate the cold shoulder from you, so look out!
That's Sailor Moon, one of my favorite characters. She's a 14-year-old girl who's fighting in the sailor suit. In some of my favorite anime, the women are heroes, and I like that.
And in the name of the moon, we shall kill your debt!
When I was in middle school, I started playing this virtual online world called Tinier Me, where you dress your characters, trade for items, play games, and make friends. I took commissions and requests to make art for the players. When I did this, I learned how to cooperate and negotiate with strangers and friends. They got the art, and I got the items. It made me truly believe I could make a living with art. But there are some people who don't think the same way.
Hi, Ma.
Hi, how's your lesson?
Okay, it's good.
That's my mom. She's coming home from work. She came from Vietnam in 1991. Some of the adults on her side of the family think that artists have tougher lives because they make little money. They think I should study the sciences. Even my mom was hesitant at first. She's saying that being an artist is just a secondhand job. She wants me and my brother to become nurses or doctors or practice a skill that allows us to earn money faster and easier.
What was your dream job and did you ever achieve it?
Her dream job was to be a teacher, one that teaches young children ranging from 3 to 5 years old. People here call that a preschool teacher. She worked as one for 7 years in Vietnam. Now, she works as a beautician, one who does manicures and pedicures. She's been doing that for over 20 years. Her priorities changed after she moved to the U.S., where language was a serious barrier. And then she had me and my brother. She had to give up her dreams of being a teacher. Instead, she's spending all of her energy trying to make me and my brother happy. That includes being supportive of our dreams. She's telling me that she wants us to pick the jobs that we want to do. She doesn't want to force us anymore. I know my relatives worry about me, but I can't imagine living my life doing something I'm not passionate about. The road may be tough later on, but I'm willing to take it, if it means I could spend my entire life just drawing.
That's pretty much it.
For Cross Currents, I'm Jeannie Duan.